Blog Talk Radio.
For a fast, amen, the more you would be ready to hear what the Lord is saying. It's more leaders on First Fruit Prayer Line besides the ones that you hear all the time. God has placed ministering gifts in all of you, amen, and the pastor, Dr. Johnson, the leader wants to use you, and God wants to use you, amen, praise the Lord, and we don't mind, amen, you stepping up, amen, and let the Holy Spirit, amen, use that gift. We've heard some of you pray, and you are anointed by God to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want the Lord to use you. The Bible says that the older women are to train the younger women, and some of you are older than some of the of some on the prayer line. Amen. And we want the Word of God to dwell in you richly. This is all to strengthen the First Fruit prayer line. We want it to go abroad. Amen. We want somebody to talk about us and say, "Oh my God, if you want to get blessed, you need to tune in to prayer line." And it's all because of leadership. Amen. We know that the enemy is busy. Amen. You can't tell me that the enemy don't mess with you. Amen. If he's not messing with you, that means you're one of his imps. But we're the body of Christ. I'm dealing with those, dealing with all of us. We are fitly joined together. Amen. But we don't want the enemy to come in. If he come in, we should have enough power in the Holy Ghost to know how to kick him out. Amen. So we're believing God for this fast, amen, on Monday. I feel it. I taste it already in my spirit, because sometimes, I'm going to tell you, people of God, you can't even stand yourself. And when you can't stand yourself, that don't mean you could be sinning or anything, but sometimes you could just be walking around too fleshly. And that's what the enemy did. He walks around fleshly, actually. And when they went to the altar, he says, skin for skin. The devil wants you and the Lord wants you, but you're going to be on the side of the righteous so God can keep you. Amen to that. And then we also want to touch, amen, just a couple of things this morning, and I'm going to be out the way, amen, praise the Lord, on Christian protocol. In case some of you don't know what the word protocol means, it means Christian etiquette, amen, your mannerism, amen. All of us need that. Back in my day, I didn't need it because the Christian protocol and the Christian etiquette was my parents' right hand across me, praise the Lord, and the Word of God that was in my household. But we're living in a day now that, amen, we need to be warned of the dangers of what we do that we think is right, but we need Christian protocol. We just want to share with you on this morning. We just want to help you out. First of all, we want to tell First Fruit Prayer Line, we as the body of Christ, we must be respectful to leadership. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not throwing any stones on anyone, so just in case the enemy wants to do that, we are responsible for being respectful for leadership. Amen. To the leader. Amen. To others. We all know that Dr. Johnson has a meek and humble spirit. Amen. The only time I hear him raise his voice is in the anointing of the Lord. And sometimes people take advantage of leaders. Amen. And they have something to deal with because you love the entire body. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you don't want to ever put your leader in a compromising position that when one calls, the other one calls, and amen. But we want to be wise in the spirit. Amen. And when you're wise in leadership, you'll be wise with others. Amen. This, want you to know this morning, this is Dr. Johnson's vision. This is his ministry. Amen. We're just a helper. and praise the Lord. It is his ministry, and we're to run. He write the vision, and Habakkuk 2 say that they may run. We run with the vision, but we don't run with a tattling spirit. Praise the Lord for that. It's not right. Listen to me, people of God. This is my anointing. Maybe some of you don't know me as well, but the Lord uses me throughout the land. I go different places and talk about protocol. Amen. He didn't know that, but he saw it in the spirit. Amen. But it's not right to call people from First Fruit Prayer Line for your personal use. Amen. For your personal use. Amen. To use them or for them to be your body. Amen. I'm not saying it's not wrong to call them to encourage them. Amen. To check on them. We are supposed to be our brothers. Heard that lesson over and over again from Dr. Johnson, but I just know in the spirit, because I'm a pastor, that we always have talebearers. We always have people that want to take advantage of a good thing for their use. So I'm sharing with you this morning, let's not talk negative about the ministry and about leadership. And my advice today, amen, praise the Lord, the word of God say, touch not my anointed. I tell you, when you God's anointed, when you say anything negative, God will deal with you. Amen. But I just want to come to warn you of the dangers of dealing, amen, and touching the man of God, the woman of God. Amen, his family and those that are around him that are the pillars to the ministry. Amen, praise the Lord. If you feel, amen, First Fruit Prayer Line, that anyone is calling you for any one reason, then that's the time to call Dr. Johnson and share with him. Then we will, and then he will instruct you how to deal with it. And deal with it and deal with that person. I'm just here to help you, amen, because I tell my own people, amen, praise the Lord. You don't have to go around and call everybody, but talk to Dr. Johnson, and let's openly expose this thing, amen, praise the Lord, whatever it is, amen. And we know it's in the body, amen. And we also want to let you know I'm just a servant this morning, amen. No title, just a servant. And we're fitly joined together. And I do pray that these words of wisdom that I have given unto you not only blesses you, but it blesses me as well. Being a leader, you can't talk other sheep about someone else. Amen. Because sheep are sheep, and they'll go right back and tell. Amen. Praise the Lord. The things that they told you, they'll go back and tell them that you said it. We know how that works. To do is to tell the shepherd, and the shepherd is a keeper. Amen. We want to keep our virtue, and we want to keep our attitude. I can't pray for you and I'm talking about you. That won't. Amen. Praise the Lord. Respect the ones that Dr. Johnson has placed as his helpers is what we call, but we're the ones that God has used. But you could be used way. We don't ever mind. And one last thing I want to share, and my timing is up. Amen. I looked at the clock, and I wanted to just give that amount of time. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't ever want to forget to give to the man of God. And I say sow a seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't ever beat God's giving, church, no matter how you try. Amen. I don't care if you send him $1 million. God got $1 trillion on top of that. It's not about competition. It's about what you do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I can understand now. Never before did we get so many unspoken prayer requests. It's because we're on this prayer line to give our petition unto the Lord. And people are just not trusting one another now. We can trust God, and we can trust Dr. Johnson, but we ought to be able to trust one another. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. So I just want to encourage a First Fruit Prayer Line. This is not a throw stone at anyone, but the house of God always need correction and love. And I believe all that I got in my heart, I gave it to you out of love. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. I have nothing in my heart against anything I said, but I know that it should be protocol in the house of God. First fruit prayer line. Amen. Let's be respectful one to another. And I always, when the Holy Ghost is working, amen, when you've been doing and being obedient to leadership, amen, you're not so noisy and you're not so fussy. You come with a spirit of get down and do the work of the Lord. You can let some of that bounce off of you because you have matured in the Lord. The devil don't have a fight if you don't give him one. Don't give him a chance. The Bible say flee from the very appearance of evil. The very thing that you hear that you know is of God, they won't call you no more and they won't bother you no more if you don't give them something to talk about. So I thank God for that because I am, amen, God put this anointing on me years ago. I didn't know what it was, but I embraced it, but I know what it is now. I love those that bless me. He feeds me. Amen. It's just like your mother and father. You love them because they brought the grocery bags in the house and made a meal for you. Dr. Johnson has much worth inside of him, and he's pouring it out on us, and I thank God for that. I thank God for him sharing his journey of life with us on First Fruit Prayer Line. So thank you so very much for your time. Go with God, and God will go with you. And I'm going to turn it over to the most qualified woman of God, and we love her so very much, and keep her before the Lord, none other than Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. Dr. Pfeiffer, I greet you this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it's in your hand.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Stern, Sister Gina, Mother Johnson, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty. God bless the First Fruit Prayer Line. I have heard enough this morning to make me want to jump and shout and want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. This is enough fresh food this morning that I have already heard to make me want to run on and see what the end is going to be. And I am praising God and thanking him for all the wisdom. Amen. All the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. And I thank God because we have to understand, and this is why we do praise break and we do praise check and we do praise reports to see where you are, to see if what is going on this prayer line is touching anyone, is blessing anyone. We don't want to just be a show. We want to tell it. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to tell the goodness of God. We want to expose Jesus Christ to the world and let the world know that there is, hallelujah, a soon coming king. There is a king that, hallelujah, has taken our burdens to the cross. And we want to thank God and give him praise, give him the glory for all that he has done. So when we do those praise checks and those prayers, and we are praying for all the prayer requests, we are sending up everything that we have found here on earth. The Bible said, bind it here, and it'll be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. Yes. And we don't want to take anything from God that belongs to him. He will not share his glory with the enemy. And we know Satan is called by many names, many, many, many names. And we just want to address him as the devil himself, a liar that he is, because we know he does not remove his spot. Hallelujah, and we're praising God, and we just want to get some prayer in this morning. We have several people that we want to call on just to do a couple of minutes of prayer so that everyone can be heard and everyone can get a prayer in. And I want to call on some of the prayer warriors, and please take at least 2 to 3 minutes just to pray and just go from one to the other. I would like for Mother Johnson to start off with the two-minute prayer, and I would like for Prophetess Jackson. Are you there? Prophetess Jackson, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
God bless you. I would just like for you to follow Mother Johnson in that prayer, and I would like for Mother Johnson to pray for our leaders, Dr. Johnson himself, and that he will pray for Lady Betty in his time. But we want to lift him up this morning, and we would like the mother of the nation to pray, to start off with the prayer, praying for the Dr. Johnson. We would like, Prophetess Jackson, if you would pray for continual obedience on the prayer line, that we will all just fall in line and follow the word of God. Mother Digby, are you there this morning? God bless you. Lord laid you on our hearts. Praise God. Are you there, Mother Digby? Amen. Amen.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Amen. We would like for you to follow Prophetess Jackson, and we would just like for you to pray a couple of minutes for obedience and our leaders. Amen. We have to get this wisdom out of here. Prophetess Stitz, are you there? God bless you. God bless everyone. Elder Coates, are you on the line this morning? Amen, amen, amen. We want to get the prayer out there. Amen. Prophetess Stitz, are you there? Amen. Mother Grayson. Amen. If you're there, let us hear you. Prophetess Stitz. Amen. Mother Grayson, are you there? God bless you. Mother Britt. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to pray anyway and just let God have his way. A couple of minutes on each one. Mother Johnson, if you would just lead off praying for Dr. Johnson, and maybe we can get them on at the closing. But we do want to just pray this morning. God bless you. It's in your hands right now, and we just want to encourage you. Don't forget about the fast. If you can even start Sunday night at midnight, that would be awesome if we can start that at midnight, Sunday night, and go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And pray for the prayer line. Pray for Dr. Johnson. Pray for the prayer line to be enlarged. And we see now that some are on mute and may not be able to come off that I'm talking to right now and calling. But we are thanking God for those. And we know God has worked miracles on this prayer line because we have received many of them. And we know that God is working on our behalf. He told us, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. They should be cut down like the grass. Hallelujah. And they should wither as green herbs. So we know that what God
Hallelujah.
Does, line, we will be blessed. Hallelujah. We will be healed. God want to send healing, miracles, deliverance. He want us to be not just healed, but he want us to be delivered from these habits, from the attacks. Amen. And when Satan come your way, lift your hands up high and say, hallelujah, 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 anyhow. Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson, if you would just say a word of prayer right now. God bless you.
God of heaven, God of heaven.
Thanks.
God of heaven, in the name of Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Lord, here we are before you.
Yes.
We're here before you with thanksgiving. We want to first say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your grace and truth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your people, the people of God. We thank you, thank you. You waken us this morning and start us on our way. Lord, how we thank you. We look unto thee right now, Lord, by faith. By faith, by faith. By faith, Lord, we look to thee by faith. Because you said and your word was asked, and it shall be given. You said, seek and we find. You said, knock and would be open unto us. And, Lord, we ask you right now to look on our leader. Look on our leader, First Lady Betty. You see him, Lord. You know all about him. You know their this. You know, Lord, what they're going through. You know their needs. Oh, God, you see, Lord, you know all about them. I'm asking you, Lord, to look on them and bless them today. Lift them up where they belong. Bind every evil spirit that come their way. You see, Lord, and you know. Strengthen their bodies. Strengthen their mind. Give them a mind, Lord. Don't even look back to when the enemy is at work. But, Lord, help them to just seek you the more. Oh, God, help them to be joy, be joyful, regardless of what the enemy is coming after them with. But help them to be full of joy. You know, Lord, Lou said, joy, joy, joy. Oh, God, when the enemy is trying to take you down, but just be glad, my God, because this is the way we've got to be tried to know where we stand before you. We got to be tried by God with fiery trials to let us know where we are before you. And, Lord, help us to stand those fiery trials. Help them, Lord, to stand the fiery trials. Oh, God, we know you come to let these trials come to try us and see where we stand. For us to know, not for you to know, but for us to know where we stand before the Lord. Let us know to seek you more. And that's why our trials keep coming, to let us know we're not as strong as we think we are. And we need to seek God the more, that when our trials come against us, oh, they'll be able to smile. They'll be able to enjoy themselves, knowing that it's falsely. And God, I thank you for every trial. I'm asking you to give us strength, give them strength to go through in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, not to get upset. But I pray you to give them more strength and enjoy themselves when they know that they're being lied on. That means a stepping stone to step a little higher. To come on up a little higher, Lord. There's another level you want them to take them to. And yes. I'm asking you to help them to stay humble before you where you can use them to your will and your glory. Oh, God, strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy that come against them. Bind up every broken stroke. We pray thee, Lord. Give them that strength, Lord, where they can step on up where you want them to be. My God, help them not to take down. Help them not to get upset. My God, give them strength. More power in thee. Lord, help them to look to the hills which cometh there. My God, when the enemy coming against them, don't let no frustration come. Just help them to keep smiling. Help them to keep on seeking you the more. Help them, Lord, to serve you the more. Take them down a little deeper in the Spirit of God. Lord, keep your arms around them. Hold them in the hollow of your hand. Don't let the devil move them. Oh, God, from your presence, my soul is saying yes to the Lord. Lord, I seek you in the morning. Seek you at noonday. Seek you at midnight. Come on in and bless them, we pray. Bind up broken hearts. Heal the wounded soul. Let the oppressed go free. Bless everyone on the line today. My soul say yes, Lord. Yes to the will of the Lord today. Cry on the heads with some more wisdom. Open up their understanding the more. Let them know, Lord, you're seeking. You want to take them a little higher. My God. There's a higher height in you. And Lord, take them on up, we pray. Give them strength where they won't be weak in the name of Jesus. So, my soul is saying yes to the Lord. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone on this side. Bind up the broken hearts. Heal the wounded soul. Let the press go free in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. And I thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank God
for the blood today. The washing blood that washes away all sin. Your blood was shed down on Calvary Hill. And we thank you for it. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen, amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. There is none like you, O Lord.
Unlike
the ruler over all things, Father God. We just come to the throne of grace, Father, that we can obtain some favor from you in the time of need, Father. We are your people, the sheep in your pasture, Lord Jesus. We calling on you this morning. We need you, Father. We need you, Father, to put an obedient spirit in our people. You said obedience is better than sacrificing. Let them understand what obedience is, Father God. Bring them into the house of the Lord, Father. Purge them, O Lord. Cleanse them, them from on high, Lord. Make them white as snow, Father. You say the good man's steps is ordered in you, Father. Father, help them know that the good of the land is being obedient to your perfect will, Father. With grace to do your perfect will, Father. There is none righteous, no, not one, Father. Let them understand that, Father, that no one is trying to be perfect, Father. Let them see your glory in all things, Father. Every step they take, Father, in you, bless them the evermore. Put a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness, Father. Fill them up till they want no more, Father. Father, begin to work on the mind of them, Father. Begin to orchestrate, Father, the things that you have ordained before them in their life, Father. You have decreed a will in their life, Father. Father, let them see that they was created in your likeness and image, Father, that they are to be obedient to your perfect will, Father, and the sovereignty of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is coming to permit things, Father. But let them know that a lot of things are permittable in this world, Father, but it is not to the glory of God, Father. Wake them up, Father. You said that you would touch the mind of them. Give them the mind of Christ, Father. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, give them the mind of Christ, Father. Put a taste in their mouth that they will taste and see that the Lord thy God is good and he's sweeter than the world could ever give them. You said you're sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb, Father. The taste in the mouth will continue their obedience in Christ, Father, and we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord Jesus. Let them see and taste, Father, that the beginning of obedience begin to stir up in the belly, Father, that they will begin to understand the plans you have for them, plans to prosper them and not to harm them, plans to give them a hope and a future. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let them know that you have begun a good work in them, and you're going to carry it out to the day of completion, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help them stir up the gifts in them, Father, the gifts to help them be obedient. Fill them up with the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, because the Holy Spirit is bringing the gifts to help them walk uprightly before you, to redeem the time, because they know the evil days is here. And the Holy Ghost, Father, I'm calling on the Holy Ghost, the hidden treasure, the hidden wheel that the man can't see, but he's always up and working, working in his people. Father God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gifts in them, Father. You have prepared them. You have equipped them for the plan, Father. This is obedient walks. They know that tribulations is in the world, but you already overcame them. Lord, they can ask for their will, Lord Jesus, and it shall be done. It helps them be in obedience, Lord. It helps them stay in obedience. Obedience, Lord, is better than sacrifice. So we are calling down your obedient will into the hearts and the mind of your people, Lord. Help us stay set like flint, looking dead on, Lord, to your perfect will and way in the earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord, and help us stay in obedience. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory. Without you, Lord, we're nothing. You have clothed us, Lord, with the righteous robe, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. We believe in you. We trusting in you. We lean in on you. We being obedient to your perfect will, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, gracious Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day.
Just before Mother Grace, Mother Digby.
Yes, it
before
is.
You do that, we want to ask you,
thank
since
you.
We're running
thank
short
you.
Of time, pray for
thank
the
you.
Offering, because
thank
we
God.
Do want to be reminded of our offering today in Jesus' name. And don't
thank
forget
you.
All the instructions on how
thank
to
you.
Give and the ways
thank
to give. We
thank
want
you.
To
thank
be
you.
Able to give unto the
thank
Lord. So just say
you.
A brief prayer so we can come back and make our pledges. God bless you,
thank
Mother
you.
Digby. Go ahead.
Thank you,
gracious
Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for how you blessed us. Thank you for your love and kindness and tender mercies. God, we thank you. None like you today, Lord. Stretch out your saving hand. Save those that will be saved. God, you see and you know. You know the condition. God, we pray for increase. We pray that you bless this a conference that's coming, God. God, we desire that it be debt-free. We don't want our leader to take over a burden already on his shoulder. But, God, we want him to be free, free in you, free. God, bless your people. Stir their pure mind. Stir their giving mind. God, let them know that we can't beat you giving. God, the more we give, the more you give to us. We can't beat you. In the name of Jesus, look on Dr. Johnson, God. Thank you for his humble spirit. Thank you for this way of holiness. Thank you for a mind to walk upright before you. God, we're looking for to bless our leader, bless today in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Back in your hands, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Thank God. God bless you so much, so much, so much for that wonderful prayer. And thank everyone that has joined in and been obedient in doing what we have asked and what God has pleased at. I believe right now we are ready to make more pledges and be a blessing to First Fruit Prayers and Prayer Line. We know how God has already worked miracles for us and already resolved debt for us. We know. We know. We have shared. We have testified. And we thank in God right now that he has lifted burdens and healed. And God has blessed finances, given many of us condos. God bless you. Hallelujah. And we are thanking God right now for his blessings. And we just want to know this morning, if there's someone on the line that desire to make a pledge this morning to First Fruits, we will give you the instructions. If you are ready this morning to make a pledge to First Fruits so that we may resolve some of the financial issues and burdens that we have coming up and that we already are carrying, is there anyone this morning? I will pledge myself another $100, and I will be sending it, and I'm thanking God for it. And whatever you have, nothing is too small. Nothing. Praise God. If I had $10, I would send that. But since the Lord blessed me with 9 more or 10 more to go on to that, I will be sending that. Is there anyone else that would like to make a contribution today? Amen.
Mother Johnson,
this is the time.
Like,
if you have anything that you would like,
Mother Johnson was trying to get in.
Go ahead. God bless you.
Johnson, I'll make a contribution of $100.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Johnson. Amen. And we want to make sure that whatever we are pledging, don't be sidetracked by anything, and don't allow the enemy to come in and try and deter or try and give you other instructions or other information, but we want this to go directly to First Fruits. So God bless you, Mother Johnson, for that bountiful blessing. Anyone else? 25 dollars, $20, if you feel like sending that, please do so at this time. Anyone on the prayer line that would like to make a contribution this morning? And if you don't, you can say it on the line. If you would like to just send something, just say, put my name down. Amen. And we are blessed on here that we're picking up. And we're thanking God for what he is giving us, and we will be able to have Dr. Johnson go and pick up these offerings today to take care of some of the financial burden. Anyone else? Amen.
Dr. Pfeiffer, maybe there are those on the line that don't want to call their names out, but you can call Dr. Johnson at 913-406-4845 and just let him know that you're sending something to him. Dr. Stern explained to us the methods that you could do it via MoneyGram by going to Walmart. You want to send it to Kansas. Attention, Dr. Bernard Johnson, SV as in Victor, E-R-N-A-R-D, and they will give you a reference number. Just call Dr. Johnson with that reference number, and he will go pick it up from Walmart. If you don't want to just get on the line right now and call out your name and what you're going to do, no, get this too small, and we thank God for you today. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that observation, Sister Gina. And at this time, we will have our closing prayer. Is Elder Coates on the line? Elder Davis, is he there? Praise God. If neither one are there, praise God. Then we will pray and bless God this morning. And if maybe we didn't say some of the things that some expected, but we hope that we said what God wanted us to say, things that would reach your heart. And don't allow the enemy to bluff you or frighten you, because the word said, fret not because of evildoers, and don't let Satan come your way. If you see him coming towards you, just start rebuking him, because you have the power to do so that God has invested in you. And at this time, we're thanking everyone for everything on the prayer line this morning. We greet the Holy Ghost with a holy salute this morning, and we are thanking God. And as we just go off in our closing prayer right now, and don't forget the fast on the start Sunday night, if you can, Sunday night midnight until Wednesday, and God will bless. And we are expecting miracles out of this. Mm-hmm. Because the devil has tried to intervene, but we know that the power of God, hallelujah, has rebuked him. Father God, we thank you right now for your pastors.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your servant. We thank you right now for our leader, oh God. We ask right now that you preserve him, oh God, that he will abound in blessings, Lord Jesus, that he will not grow weary in well-doing, and that the work you have begun in him, oh God, will perfect itself in Jesus' name. We pray and ask your love and kindness to wrap his arms around him, oh God, he and his family. We ask for your bowels of mercy right now, Lord Jesus, to cover him with your blood. We ask right now that every weapon that's formed against him shall not prosper, oh God, because you are there. The blood covering is over him. And we pray right now that everything that he put his hand to do, that you will let it prosper. You will give him victory over it, victory over sin, victory over death, victory, oh God, hallelujah, to do your will. We thank you right now for your anointing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for first fruit prayer line in Jesus' name. And we glorify your name this day, oh God, and we pray for every saint, every person on this prayer line. We pray for the first time callers, oh God, in Jesus' name. We pray for those that are on mute and can't come off. We pray, oh God, that your blessings will abound. We pray right now, oh God, that we be drawn closer to you, Lord Jesus, that we would not forget your benefits toward us, that we would not neglect our duty to serve you, to worship you, and to occupy until you come. And we thank you right now for your love and kindness. We ask that you would go with us, oh God, stand by us, be our keeper, be our leader, be our guide, oh God. Teach us your wisdom and your understanding, oh God, and give us your strength and the power from on high. And we will bless your name this day. In Jesus' name, we honor you right now, oh God. since we walk by faith and not by sight. We pray for your people everywhere, oh God. We pray for every situation that our leaders are facing. We pray, oh God, that the enemy be bound in Jesus' name, and that every person on this prayer line come back with a successful, victorious testimony after this fast. In Jesus' name, we honor you, and we will glorify you. In the name of God, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless everyone on the prayer line. We pray that you have a blessed weekend, that your services be blessed, your families be blessed, and your children be blessed. And God bless you. And don't forget to pray for our leader and your prayers. God bless you, and have a great week and a great day.
Have a great week, Dr. Pfeiffer, Mother Franklin.
God bless you, Mother Franklin. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Dr.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless everyone in Jesus' name. We love you, we love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go with God, and he will go with you. Amen.
God bless all of you. Remember, something good is going to happen to you this year.
Yes. God bless you, Sister Gina. Love to hear your little voice.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Gina.
God bless you.